Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Prosperous Coach: Increase Income and Impact for You and Your Clients is a business development book for professional coaches, consultants, and service providers. Although the provided metadata lists Steve Chandler, the book is widely known as a collaboration between Steve Chandler and Rich Litvin. Its central purpose is to show coaches how to build a financially viable practice without relying primarily on mass marketing, complex funnels, or high-volume prospecting. Instead, it argues for a relationship-centered model based on direct conversations, powerful coaching experiences, selective invitations, and referrals. The book is practical rather than theoretical, but its advice rests on a clear philosophy. Coaching businesses grow when coaches create genuine value for specific people, one relationship at a time. It is especially associated with the idea of serving a small number of high-performing, high-paying clients. The book combines mindset challenges with concrete business practices, positioning prosperity as a result of courage, service, and disciplined client creation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building a practice through invitation and referral rather than mass marketing. A defining idea in The Prosperous Coach is that a coach does not need a large audience to build a strong practice. Chandler and Litvin present an alternative to the common assumption that credibility must come from constant online visibility, large mailing lists, or promotional campaigns. Their model begins with direct human connection, meeting people, listening carefully, offering real insight, and allowing trust to develop before making a proposal. Invitation and referral are not treated as passive outcomes, but as deliberate practices. The coach creates conversations with people who are likely to value deep work, then makes clear, personal invitations when there is a real fit. This approach changes the business problem from reaching everyone to serving the right people well. It also reduces dependence on generic positioning statements because the coach learns from actual conversations rather than imagined market categories. The strength of the method is its alignment with coaching itself. Presence, attention, challenge, and trust become both the service and the path to clients. Secondly, focusing on a small number of high-value clients, the book is known for challenging the volume-based model of coaching businesses. Instead of encouraging coaches to pursue many low-fee clients, Chandler and Litvin emphasize building a practice around a small number of clients who are deeply committed and able to invest significantly in change. The reasoning is both economic and professional. A coach with fewer clients can offer more attention, stronger accountability, and a more customized level of service. At the same time, higher fees can make the business sustainable without requiring constant client churn. The book does not frame high fees merely as a tactic for earning more. It connects pricing to commitment, impact, and the seriousness of the coaching relationship. This focus also forces the coach to become more selective. Not every prospect is a fit, and not every conversation should lead to a client agreement. The practical implication is that prosperity comes from depth and discernment, not from indiscriminate selling or filling a calendar with marginal engagements. Thirdly, creating clients by giving people a direct experience of coaching. A recurring practical emphasis in The Prosperous Coach is that clients are created through experience, not explanation. Many coaches struggle because they try to describe the value of coaching to people who have not felt it. Chandler and Litvin argue that the more effective path is to coach powerfully in real conversations, allowing the person to experience clarity, challenge, possibility, or a shift in perspective. This makes the value of the work concrete rather than abstract. And the method requires the coach to stop hiding behind credentials, websites, or preparation, and instead enter meaningful conversations where value can be demonstrated. It also changes the role of a sales conversation. Rather than persuading someone to buy an unclear service, the coach explores what matters to the person, identifies what is at stake, and shows how coaching could support movement. This is why the book places so much weight on courage and immediacy. Client creation is presented as an active craft built through repeated conversations and real service. Fourthly, integrity-based proposals and the rejection of manipulative selling. The Prosperous Coach distinguishes its approach from aggressive sales systems by emphasizing fit, honesty, and service. The authors encourage coaches to make bold proposals, but those proposals are meant to arise from genuine understanding rather than pressure. A strong proposal is not simply a price and a package. It is a clear articulation of what the client wants, what may be holding them back, and how the coaching relationship could help. This requires the coach to listen closely and to be willing to say no when the match is weak. The book, therefore, links prosperity with integrity rather than separating business success from ethical conduct. It also challenges the common fear that selling must damage trust. In this model, selling is an extension of coaching when it helps a person confront a meaningful decision. The limitation is that this approach demands emotional maturity and skill. Without real listening, a bold proposal can become presumptuous. With integrity, however, it becomes a natural next step in a serious conversation. Lastly, changing the coach before changing the marketing system. Although the book contains practical business advice, it repeatedly points to the coach's internal constraints as a central obstacle. Chandler and Litvin address fears around asking, charging, being visible, serving powerful clients, and making direct invitations. Their argument is that no marketing technique will compensate for a coach who avoids meaningful conversations or makes weak offers out of fear. This gives the book a psychological dimension. It treats business development as a practice of personal responsibility, not just external strategy. Coaches are encouraged to examine excuses, limiting assumptions, and habits of delay. The emphasis is not vague positivity. It is tied to specific behaviors such as contacting people, creating value in conversation, asking for referrals, and making proposals. This is one reason the book appeals to both newer coaches and experienced practitioners. It does not assume the main missing piece is information. Instead, it suggests that coaches often know enough to begin, but need a more direct, courageous, and service-oriented way to act on what they already know. In conclusion, The Prosperous Coach is best suited for coaches, consultants, therapists moving into coaching, and other high-touch service professionals who want a practice built on trust rather than constant promotion. New coaches can benefit from its insistence that client creation begins with conversations, not with perfect branding. More experienced coaches may find value in its challenge to raise selectivity, deepen client commitment, and question whether their current business model rewards shallow volume instead of meaningful impact. Its practical benefit lies in reframing business development as a direct extension of the coaching craft. Listen closely, serve immediately, invite clearly, and build referrals through real value. Intellectually, the book stands out because it rejects the dominant playbook of scalable marketing as the default path for every professional service business. Compared with many coaching business books, it is less focused on niche formulas, social media tactics, or automated lead generation. Its distinctive position is relational, selective, and conversation-based. That makes it especially useful for readers who want a boutique practice with fewer, better-fit clients. The approach is not effortless and may feel uncomfortable for readers who prefer impersonal marketing systems, but its clarity comes from aligning income, integrity, and client impact in one coherent model. If you would like to support Steve Chandler, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.